Newton's Fire by Will Adams. Read by Andrew Cullum. Prologue. St. Martin's Street, London, 1713. There was singing in the French Protestant church as Erasmus and his companions turned into St. Martin's Street, but it was evidently the last act of the service, for the doors opened as they trundled by, and the congregation began trickling out, singly, in pairs, and in small family clusters, bracing themselves against the wintry night. "You ain't trying to save our souls now, are you, Rez?" muttered Johann. "Someone needs to," he retorted. "They will after tonight." Erasmus spat over the side of the cart, gave the horses a tickle with his whip, peering through the darkness for the house. When he found it, he gave the reins a tug, and they came to a halt. The congregation had already largely dispersed, chased off by the cold drizzle. The church doors closed again, leaving the cobbled street empty, dark, and silent, save for the creaking boards of their own cart and the muffled revelry of Leicester Fields. He passed the reins to Johann, climbed down. His left boot splashed in a puddle he hadn't seen, and the chill of it penetrated his soul almost at once, feeling peculiarly like fear. He scowled as he strode over to the front steps, both from irritation and the need to give himself resolve. Johann was right. For all the prestige and the fine title of the man who'd given them their orders, Erasmus didn't like this business one bit. Too many mysteries. Too much whispering in dark corners. But it wasn't for the likes of him to doubt knights of the realm, nor to turn down their guineas, neither. He knocked three times. Nothing happened. He banged twice more, cupped his hands around his mouth, gave a holler.